Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Victoria for another fun, exciting conversation tonight. Tonight what I wanted to talk about is healing. How can you get long-term healing effects? How do you do it? Like, what is the process? I know some people are often inflicted with chronic illnesses or illnesses that are pretty severe, and they just don't know what to do about it. So, you know, one of the things that I've learned, you know, over, I guess, the course of 5 years going on now, talking to Ree, that healing yourself is not necessarily a quick fix, okay? So one of the things that I wanted to make sure that I specified tonight when we're chatting is just exactly what are the steps. How can we make ourselves get to that point where we're living the life that we want to? You know, I think one of the biggest misconceptions that people have about the whole process of healing yourself is that it's going to be instantaneous, that it's going to be like a miracle, like an angel will come down and tap the top of your head and be like, ta-da, you're cured. And it's really not like that. There's a lot of more of inner healing that needs to happen. There's things that you need to take care of within yourself before the body begins the healing process. So today we're just going to talk about examples about that and how you could start and get on that path to healing yourself. So let's see. I wanted to tell you about my story so that way at least you guys could have something to compare to. So in 2001, I joined the military. So I was in the Army. It was fun. And during the process of going through basic training in South Carolina, I must have, because this is the only time I could have thought it would happen, got bitten by a tick, right? I had no idea. We're out there playing, you know, soldier, laying in the ground, trying to be like a tree so that no one can see you. You know, typical Army stuff. So who would have thought a tick would be a big issue? And then slowly, as things progressed, you know, I got into training, my training station in Texas, and I just started feeling just really overtired and really just off, you know, and I just figured it was because I came from basic training where things are just high speed and moving around something a little less. And when I got stationed in Korea shortly thereafter, things just never really resolved itself. I still was extra tired. I was still having problems. Started having problems with my weight. I had problems with my joints. I broke my ankle, not realizing, doing a spin kick in a class. I just had a lot of problems healing shin splints from running. And it just never ended. So the rest of my career in the military was spent trying so desperately to find out what was wrong with me. I knew something was wrong because I wasn't feeling right. I wasn't feeling myself. To make a long story short, so to speak, the military medicine is awesome for people who lose limbs or something that's just black and white. And unfortunately, Lyme disease is a gray area disease. You know, it's not what worked for me doesn't work for you or to John or Susie or someone else. It affects people in such a variety of ways. So, you know, my sister, I was very fortunate. My sister was a medical biller at a practitioner's practice, a family practice type thing, and she happened to be a Lyme expert. So as I explained to my sister, you know, bitching to her about all the symptoms I was having, all the problems I was having with people just not, you know, treating me correctly and trying to figure out what it was, and she just was like, oh, dude, you totally have Lyme disease. I was like, nah, no way. She's like, I'm going to get you into the office. So somehow she was able to, let's see, June 2005, I got out of the military. I finally got to see her in November because I, you know, got a job finally and I needed insurance because, you know, healthcare is not free. So I got a job, and got insurance, was able to get, you know, into the doctor in November, got 18 vials of blood taken just to verify. And pretty much once I sat down and talked to her that initial time before she issued the 18 vials, she pretty much was very confident with her diagnosis even before seeing the test results. So So that's how I found out I had Lyme disease in 2005. Okay, so I went through the process of getting treated from 2005 very, 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 very rigorously. From 2005 until just a little bit past 2011. So I was pretty much on heavy medications for a good almost 6 years straight. I was sick with Lyme disease since 2002. So that was a pretty darn long time. At one point, I was up to 14 medications a day. So I did it. I was a hot mess. So, you know, just like with anybody who has chronic illnesses or an illness that's not like acute, like, you know, having the flu or a cold or a broken leg that heals, chronic illnesses wear at your emotions because you're constantly forever feeling like crap, okay? So you just really just feel like trash, you know? And I had heard from a couple people, you know, that Lyme disease has a high rate of suicide. And so my sister told me that. I was like, crazy? There's no way. But as I was going through the process of treatment, man, I felt like trash. Every day I woke up feeling like crap. I went to bed feeling like crap. And I was just like, this cannot be what my life is about. This cannot be, you know? And I was just miserable about the way I looked. I was just miserable. I mean, good Lord, you guys have no idea. Some of you may. I just was miserable. You know, and what one of the things that I decided on after being miserable for so long is that I need to not be. And I was going to do everything possible to fix myself, you know, and that also included a lot of spiritual things too. So I happened to reach out to Tree, you know, around, I guess it was 2009, 2010, somewhere in between. I get my time is messed up now since it's been so long, guys. I reached out to her because I was miserable. I mean, I was doing better on my medications and stuff. I went from 14 medications a day, and I was down to like maybe 6. You know, and I reached out to her because I was like, man, I just want to have a man. I want to have a boyfriend. So that was my main focus, literally. And I come to find out that there was a lot more healing that I needed to do within myself in order to begin the healing process with my body. One thing I have to stress, and it's so, so vital, is that when I was working with Tree, I absolutely, if not 100%, trusted and believed in everything that was given to me. The little workshops or little, I guess what do you call them, homeworks that she would give me to work on. I did them. I thought about them. I, you know, executed them. I applied whatever she was trying to get me to apply, principles and feelings and stuff. Things I needed to do, I did it. You know, and why did I do it? Because I was determined. I was like, there is no way my life is meant to be like this. No way. So through a process of talking with her, you know, about this and that and, you know, things about myself, I realized that, you know, my getting Lyme disease is because I allowed my circumstances to define who I was. Oh, my God, people, let me tell you, once I realized that, I was like, so wait, you mean my Lyme disease is not a punishment? What? Are you serious? No way. So I was just like, okay, well, if that's the case, if that means that my circumstances don't find me, which means that my disease, this yucky, icky Lyme crap, isn't who I am, then you know what? Then I'm not allowing it to be here, you know? So whenever I started feeling crappy, I was just like, all right, what situation in my life is happening that I'm allowing to determine who I am? And it could be simple things like how someone talks to me, you know, or a decision I made at work or something with my family or friends, arguments or, you know, even just regular decisions in business making or, you know, should I go and pursue this avenue in an enterprise or something. So I was extremely pensive I kept the journal. I really thought hard, and I worked on all the principles that Tree had mentioned that I need to work on. And a lot of them are shows that I've done on about ego, about, you know, your higher self, about soul planning. I mean, tons of things that I've taught on in shows, talked about in shows, are part of the things that I worked on. So it wasn't like I, you know, started working with Tree and instantaneously I was healed. No. It doesn't work like that, because it's a process. There's a reason for you to have an illness that is as crippling as what you have. Okay? So, you know, there is a reason and purpose for everything, as I've always just, you know, described to you guys multiple times. You know, there always is a reason and purpose. There's shoves that are happening divinely that pushes you into situations where you have to make a decision or get out of your comfort zone and figure it out. And some of these, you know, divine pushes end up being in the form of illnesses, you know. So there's also metaphysical, I don't want to say concept, because it's not a concept, it's proven fact. I haven't yet gotten into studying it. I know a couple people have. However, illnesses that affect certain parts of your body are in effect happening because it's a cause and effect to what you're doing to your soul. I believe that. So if you're angry, jealous, and hurtful to people constantly with anger, you may have chronic, let's say, an ulceritis of the stomach, okay, or something to that effect. So energy-wise, if your energy is a certain way, it can affect the part of your body. So there's a reason for certain ailments that people have, and it can be corrected simply by changing an energy of or the feeling or thought process of yourself. So I firmly believe that we can use our mind and our spirit and our energy to heal things. When I was young, I had 102 fever, and it was on Christmas, and I wanted to go see my aunt really bad. So my mom's like, "You're not going, and you have a fever, you're sick." And I'm like, all day, I was like, "You know what? I'm not sick. I'm okay. I don't have a fever." And I kept saying that over and over and over again, mantras, you know. And guess what? My fever went from 103 down to 99.9 right before, you know, my parents were deciding whether they wanted to go or not. And then my mom's like, "No, we're not going." And I was like, "What?" And all of a sudden, my fever went right back up to 103. So I totally made my body heal itself. And that was, I was just like, "Oh, look at that." So now in retrospect, I look back, I'm like, wow, the mind is a very magnificent thing when it comes to healing. You know, it's like your soul and your energy communicates with the cells in your body, and it helps, you know, it helps heal. So, you know, that is one of the things that, you know, we worked on too, is understanding, you know, that it is to heal yourself, you have to have balance in the mind, body, spirit. Okay, there has to be balance. You can't be a little more mind and a little less spirit. It has to be a balance. And understanding what is a mind, body, spirit. Like, what does spirit mean? What does the body mean? What does the mind mean? And how does it relate to you? You know, so I do believe 100% that healing is possible. You know, I've done it myself, you know. I think my last time I had all my medications was in 2011. I was already on my way in 2010 when I started riding horses. But I think, you know, what I ended up getting off of the two really hard drugs, which was like a sleep medication, which was, Lunesta. I'm forgetting about it. Lunesta and Cymbalta. Those were the two hardest drugs to get off of, because it is, you know, I was on it since 2005. I mean, that's a long time. Here we are, 2015, you know, so I was on it for nearly seven solid years of just taking sleep medicine. So it took me a little bit to get off of those, but I knew that those were just like, it was just the last little tidbit, the last little bit of connection to this disease. And now if I have sleep problems, I take like tart cherry extract, or I sometimes will take like melatonin or something natural. you know, and I really truly choose to do a more of a homeopathic approach to things. So, you know, right now with my shoulder, you know, I fell off my horse and totally nailed my shoulder pretty hard on the ground. So I bruised my socket, my shoulder socket, and it's a painful, painful, painful process. But the one thing I'm refusing is to take drugs for it, because I know drugs are just a chemical and I'm trying to keep my body pure, you know, with less of negative ingredients, you know, which, you know, includes processed foods, whatever. So, and I'm also using my mind in the sense that, hey, if I can communicate with my cells in order to prevent a fever from coming, I could sit there and heal my nerve cells and my muscle cells that are, you know, affected with the injury. So I do a lot of meditation. I do a lot of visualization. You know, in this process, I did a lot of reading. You know, I wanted to read about healing. I wanted to read about this mind-body-spirit connection. So I read a lot of books on the power of positive thinking, the laws of attraction, Courses of Miracles stuff. I mean, I delve into what it was that I needed to understand in order to balance this mind-body-spirit thing. So I think initially I probably started with, you know, trying to fix my mind, you know what I mean? So trying to get my good thoughts, the ego thing, self-esteem and all. I worked with that first, the tree, and then I went off and I did the spirit, and I really worked on what we all are capable of doing, which is being intuitive and being light workers and having that connection with our higher self. So I studied that. I studied things. I read things. I was curious. I wanted to learn. And then, and now I got to the body. And then I started, you know, making the choices, the good choices on eating properly, exercising. And one thing that was also really paramount to this whole process too was that I found my passion in life. Okay, and everyone has one. You know, oftentimes I think we decide to do things in our life because of what we think society dictates us to do. You know, so I found out that my passion in life is horseback riding. And let me tell you, once I started doing my passion, holy crap, it's like I didn't even feel limey anymore. I didn't even feel like anything that I used to feel, like just the muscle aches and things. And when we're talking, don't get me wrong, when I was working at my last job, which was from 2010 until 2015, okay, there was a time where I couldn't even work a 40-hour work week because my body hurt. You know what I mean? So here I go from having body aches and issues to nothing, you know? And it all came about with this, you know, mind, body, spirit working, you know, with Tari on it. So it is absolutely 100% possible, you know, and I do think that the tools are out there for everyone, you know what I mean? But sometimes you just need to be able to have someone help guide you, number one. And number two, I really think you have to have that desire, the desire to want to heal yourself, desire to put in the work to do it. I really was at a point where I just had to do this. I had to, because I was so tired of being sick and tired. You know, I wanted to be the person I was before I got sick, and I knew that that was possible. But the only way that it could be possible is if I applied everything that I was learning about myself, about what the possibilities of healing are, you know, and I did the work, and I was diligent about it, and I had continuity on doing it. You know, so you can't do this. If you want to heal yourself, you can't do it half-assed. You can't be like, well, one day I'm going to be positive, the next day I'm just going to be like negative Nelly. No, 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 you can't. You really, really can't. If you're going to do this journey, you know, you have to do it 100%. There just can't be an 80%, okay? So the biggest thing, you know, that you have to decide right away is, am I wanting to do this? You know what I mean? The biggest thing that I find that is a hole or a pit that most people who are chronically ill fall into is the pit of wanting sympathy from others and feeling that if you get the sympathy, you get some form of reward out of it. So I used to like having people be like, "Oh, you're sick, no way," you know. And then I realized, I'm like, but they're not really giving me sympathy. They're not empathizing necessarily. I was like, it just didn't feel right, you know. It just wasn't. I knew it wasn't who I was. Do you know what I mean? And that's where if you want the sympathy from people, then you're living that disease as if you are the disease. So if you have cancer and you're out there introducing yourself to people, meeting new people, and probably the fifth or sixth word out of your mouth is, "Well, I have cancer," then you're living that disease, and that's not who you are. You know, if you have rheumatoid arthritis or you have MS and stuff, that's not even who you are. So it shouldn't even be part of like an introduction to somebody. You know, and it took me a bit to understand that. You know, some people argued with me that I did that, and I didn't even understand what they were talking about. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then, you know, again and again, you know, I get people that are put in my path for reasons, and you know, I realized, I was like, "Holy crap, yeah, I do that." And I realized, I'm like, "Holy crap, I'm not Lyme disease, I'm Victoria." So once you're ready to let go of that need to hold on to the disease as something that define you, then you could start making steps forward. Do you know what I mean? And then you could start the healing process, and you could really feel, you know, that you're getting better. Do you know what I mean? You'll find that when your viewpoints change on how this disease affects you, opportunities for either treatments or help or homeopathic things just afford themselves. You know, you'll meet people that are like-minded in healing. You know, whether it's just people who are looking for someone who knows a natural path or someone who wants to start eating better. You know, and just is, and that's just examples, you know, things that I ran into. It's like, "Oh wow, I found someone who can help me rebuild my body with vitamins." You know, a really good natural path, you know, and it just came out of nowhere, seemingly. But what it really was is that I was on that path, and you know, the path led to me to that because I was ready and willing and able to start making the changes. You know, and it's not easy to have a disease that, you know, may take over, or, you know, your day. I mean, I know someone who can't sleep any less than 13 hours a day. That's like a half a day, dude. But they need to because that's the way the disease makes it. You know what I mean? Or if you have a lot of pain and discomfort throughout the day, just, you know, trying to stay positive while feeling that is difficult. But you have to persevere and want to heal. You know, so as part of being a coach with Tari, you know, I do help people to walk through their path of healing. So if you are interested in taking this journey with me, I can help you to help yourself and give you the tools. But I promise you, the one thing you have to understand, it's not quick. This is not quick and easy. It's a process, you know, and, you know, through this process, you can obtain the healing that you want, but you have to be diligent. You have to be, you know, have continuity in applying, you know, the concepts that are given to you, you know, so that you can make those steps forward. Do you know what I mean? Because if you have, you know, if you fall back periodically, you know, it's a step behind. So you want to be able to take two steps forward and maybe a half a step back through the journey. So this way, you're not taking one step forward, two steps back. Do you know what I mean? So if you are interested in working with me, I would love to help you. Just reach out and contact Tari and let her know, or you know, write on Angel Coaches on Facebook and just mention that you want to work. That's fine, or you know, something personal, let Tari know, because right now everything is funneled through her because we're still in the stages of trying to set things up, which is, you know, just part of the way it goes. But I am willing to take appointments so we could start doing that. And I really want everyone to be healthy and happy, and that's like my life goal. You know, I have had my setbacks over the past year or so. You know, I did get rebitten in June, so I had Lyme for a little bit, but I understood that there was a reason for that, and I understood it, attacked it, addressed it, and within 3 weeks I was feeling better. Same with this shoulder injury. You know, it all came with a reason and purpose. So I'm just using it as a time to take a step back and relax. Because literally, since the moment I started riding, I've been riding 4 times a week for probably going on 4 years of riding right now. So 4 years of every Saturday and Sunday riding, every Tuesday, Wednesday riding. So there was a time where my body needs to chill out, sit down, relax, and get things done that I needed to do in my life as well, you know, because there needs to be a balance. So I think this is why the injury happened to me, so that I could slow down, you know, and really slow down. And it's okay. It's totally okay. And I embrace whatever happens. I know that there's a reason for it, so I just, you know, understand it and just move on. So if you guys are interested, whoever's listening, contact Julie. Let her know that you're interested in working with me, and we'll come up with a plan. And you can explain to her what the situations are, scenario. She might already know, who knows. And then we'll come up with something, and we can get you guys started. But like I said before, it is a journey, and it is a process. And if I'm going to give you 100%, you have to give me 100%, because I can't lift you through this process. You have to help yourself too. Okay, so I'm hoping that this tonight's show has given you a little bit of inspiration to know that there are ways out of whatever situation you're in, your illness, whether it be acute or, you know, not as chronic as something like cancer would be, or whether it's MS or fibromyalgia, anything. I mean, it's all healable. You just have to have that determination and perseverance for it. And it is a mind, body, and spirit healing process. So with the aid of me and the processes that I have used, I can have you as well be on your road to healing. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'm going to end it right about here. So like I said, reach out to Turi if you want to make an appointment. We can set it up and have a fun time of talk. Next week, I'm not sure what I'm going to do my show on next week. I like to do it last minute and figure it out, just because it gives me time to just kind of see what is the energy is out there to want to talk about. So I don't know what it's going to be next week, but same time, 8 o'clock on Thursdays. It seems to be a great time. I did survive the snowmageddon here, if anyone's curious. Virginia got slammed, and I think we had 28 inches in my area. So I had off from work from Friday until Tuesday. So I was off those days. And let me tell you, I cleaned my apartment like I haven't cleaned it before, because I haven't had time to do it, because I'm always out riding. So there's always a reason. Mother Nature wanted me to slow down, and I did. So it's all good. I'm safe. Roads are clear. My dog's happy. I'm happy. We're good. So anywho, I will talk to you all next week. I hope you have a great now. And I look forward to talking to you if you do reach out and work with you to heal. All right? So y'all have a great night. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.